Good afternoon and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm registered dietitian Amber Boyens here with MU Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota, here to talk about another nutrition topic today. And I have had a handful of great questions come in the past few weeks, and I wanted to hit on one today that I get asked all the time. And that's about the labels that we see on foods like fat-free or sugar-free or low-fat. What's the deal with these? Are they better choices? Do they actually help improve health? Let's take a little bit of a deeper dive into what the research actually says. So, first of all, when we're grocery shopping, labels can be the most confusing part of this whole process. They're made to make you buy things. The colors, the pictures, the words, the placement, the displays that are made, what's closer to the checkout, where things are placed within the grocery store, all intentional to help influence the choices that we make as consumers. So when we see things labeled as fat-free, low-fat, sugar-free, the intent is that they want us to believe that those products are healthier. But are they more nourishing for our body, or are they pushing our body into a less nourished state? So important to remember that anytime we're going to see these labels on food, we're typically not seeing it on a whole food. We're seeing it on something that's relatively processed. And as we've talked about in many weeks, the more processed our diet tends to be, the less our health tends to exist. So the more processed foods we're eating, the higher risk we have for a number of different conditions. But if we think about a few specific examples, licorice is one of my favorite ones to talk about as an example because every time you look at the package, it says a fat-free food, at least for certain brands. The fact that it's fat-free does not make this a nourishing choice. And you probably don't need a dietitian to tell you that candy is not going to be something that's going to help promote health. Now, that's not to say that we can't ever eat licorice or other candy, but the fact that it's fat-free does not naturally make it nourishing. And this product is naturally fat-free because it's all sugar. So when we look at any kind of food, if it naturally contains fat, when we remove that fat, we lose a lot of things. One of the things that we lose is fullness. So remember, in all of our conversations that we've had before, when we talk about fat, one of the roles that it plays is that it helps keep us full. So when we've taken fat out of a product, we've now decreased our fullness from the foods that we're eating. We also lose things like blood sugar regulation. So if we don't have that fat to help slow down how quickly sugar is going into our bloodstream, then that can increase our blood sugar. Even if we don't have diabetes, it can have a greater impact on blood sugar, which can in the long run have a greater impact on our diabetes risk and even just simply on our energy levels throughout the day. And another thing that we lose when we take fat out of a product is flavor. Fat is delicious. So if we remove fat from a product and make it less palatable, we usually have to do something to make it more palatable. And what do we add back in? Sugar. So it's important to look at labels of foods that say fat-free or low-fat to see if sugar or some kind of a sweetener has been added into it to make it a desirable product. Now, one of the most common places that we see these low-fat labels is on dairy products. And for years and years and years, we've had low-fat dairy products pushed as the more nourishing choice. But if we look at a couple of the more recent meta-analyses, and a meta-analysis is a study that takes other research that's out there and compiles evidence from multiple different high-quality studies. And they look at all of the data that they have from those studies and try to make some sense out of it in a more whole way. So when we look at one from 2019, they found that the consumption of total dairy products, whether regular or low fat, had no adverse or no negative effect on our risk of cardiovascular disease, overall risk, whether people were eating low fat or fat-free dairy. A more recent meta-analysis from 2022, so just within the last couple of years, found that there was a little bit of an association with low fat dairy consumption reducing risk of hypertension, and with high-fat dairy, reducing our risk of stroke. So total dairy, whether again low-fat or high-fat, was associated with a slightly lower overall heart health risk or negative risk. So When we look at those things, essentially what that tells us is whether we're eating low-fat dairy or full-fat dairy, it doesn't appear to have a negative impact on our heart health. And in fact, just a total dairy that we take in or consuming dairy at all may have a beneficial effect on our heart health. Now, there are certainly little nuanced pieces where we can dive into the details of that. And I'm certainly happy to do that with individuals on a personal one-to-one basis if this is something you're interested in. So what I tell people when it comes to dairy products is eat what you like and just make sure you're reading the labels. Dairy is a really common place if we're eating low fat or fat free, especially yogurt. We're going to see a lot of sugar added back in. And if we don't get our fat from the dairy, then at that meal or at that snack, what are we putting in its place to get fat? Is it nuts and seeds, oils, olives, avocado, fish? So many different places we can get our fat sources from. Just remembering that fat is an important part of our diet. So when it comes to fat, we really can't boil it down to a simple overarching recommendation. But in general, the research doesn't support low-fat dairy as necessarily a necessary piece of your diet. So what about low sugar? This is one a lot of low sugar or sugar-free things that have been pushed as health products as we try to eliminate sugar or reduce sugar in our diet. And we've talked about little pieces of this on various shows, but labels can be confusing here too. So we often see things labeled as unsweetened, no sugar added, or sugar-free. But those last two, no sugar added and sugar-free, do not necessarily mean there are no sweeteners. Typically, the sweeteners that are used in those are artificial sweeteners, or what we call non-caloric sweeteners. So, which is better? Is it better to take in the sugar, or is it better to take in the artificial sweeteners? Well, in general, the recommendation is that we limit any type of sweetener in our diet. And this is really the best route to take. It can be a really interesting exercise to eat a couple of days with no sweeteners at all to recognize how often they're really coming into your diet. But do the artificial sweeteners work? Are they better for health? The research is mixed. So they do reduce calories, which I always say are not the most important aspect of a diet, but they're also not irrelevant. They do limit sugar, which can help with blood sugar regulation in people who have diabetes or prediabetes. However, a recent large study found that frequent intake of artificial sweeteners might actually increase our risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, important to remember that association is not causation. So just because there's an associated risk does not mean that that food is causing the disease. So the same thing, another recent meta-analysis found that some artificial sweeteners are associated with increased cancer risk. And this might be something that you saw publicized because this one got a lot of media attention. But again, remember associations are not causation. So it doesn't necessarily mean that these sweeteners caused the cancers, but those who took in more of those artificial sweeteners were at a greater risk of developing or were more likely to develop certain types of cancer. We also have seen that these artificial sweeteners might impact our gut bacteria or our microbiome, which is something we talk about all the time on this show. And that can increase our risk for certain metabolic conditions like obesity and diabetes. So, what do we do with this information? Bottom line, if you can eliminate or limit our sweeteners altogether, that is your best option. If we can choose whole food sweeteners like honey and pure maple syrup and get natural flavors from things like fruit, even better. But if you need help figuring out what the right path is for you, you are always welcome to reach out to me, and you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's IMU nutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at IMU Nutrition, or call right here to the radio station in Madison and they can get you in touch with me. If you have any other questions or topics on anything related to food and nutrition, reach out anytime. Thanks for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you all next week.